Miracles of Today, Chapter 15, The Young Couple and the New Car. What a man thinks he becomes, saith the ancient axiom. Whoso thinketh deeply on the Christ within cannot help but take on Christian attributes. But I say unto you that most Christians are adulterers in more ways than one, and to call yourself a Christian or to have another call you such does not make it so. Only one thing can make a man a Christ man, and that is living it to the hilt. The rules are found only by thinking deeply on the Christ within. Brother Bill. There shall no straw be given you, yet you shall make bricks without straw. Exodus 5:18. A young couple came to me in one of my classes, asking for a decree to assist them in getting a new car. We want a perfect car, as you express it, Brother Bill, not like the one you told the class about that was always out of order, although it was a new car. We will not be able to get it for 6 months. We want to pay cash for it. Our idea is to get a new car, but you could aid us in our desire and see that nothing interferes so that we can have it for our vacation next summer. Very well, I said to them, and gave this decree. Great presence of life and light, release to us the perfect car at the perfect time and at the perfect price. We thank thee, beloved, and accept. The following week the couple returned. They were at variance in their ideas on the perfect car. It seemed that one preferred a Chevy and the other preferred a Ford. Now look, you kids, make up your minds. Besides, you asked God for a perfect car, so why not leave the make of the car up to Him, as He knows what car you should have? I suggested. Well, they countered, we can't afford a car out of that price range, but neither can we agree on the make. Why ask Him at all, then, if you are going to take it out of His hands? Now I suggest that you wait and see what He will do. I further suggest that you keep up your decree once a day and keep your human hands off. Forget your choice, both of you, and let Him decide on the make and the model. How can we know which car will be the perfect car? They asked. Do not worry about that. You will know because when the Father selects the perfect car for you, it will be perfect. In addition, He will direct it to you in such a manner that there will be no mistake about it. So rest at peace. The couple came to class regularly, and I inquired from time to time as to their progress. Their savings account was growing week by week. The car was getting to seem closer and closer to an accomplished fact. What is more, they had decided to leave all in the hand of God. Finally, one day after class, they told me of their remarkable success. The story follows. One of the salesmen, employed by the same company as the young man, was being transferred to a different branch. The new position did not require a sales car for traveling. He had been paying on a new Dodge to be delivered in 30 days. His equity in the Dodge was $500. He would sell it for $300 cash. If you want the Dodge, act quick, for I must leave here this weekend. What I do must be done quickly, he explained. The young man countered with, My wife and I will be at your house tonight. We will have your answer and the cash if we decide to take the Dodge. That night, all arrangements were made and the transfer of the equity was agreeable to the dealer. The young couple now had a car in the next price range. They had it at the same price to them that they would have paid for a Ford or a Chevy. What is more, the car performed beautifully. It was their perfect car. God works in wondrous ways His miracles to perform.